Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to the last century, the previous millennia. I'm not saying he's old. I'm just saying he's been around here a long time, and we keep bringing him back. I'm not completely sure why, but I think it has something to do with his brains, and he's a pretty good guy. He's our good friend. He's the chief home officer. He wrote all the books on home officing and being a micropreneur. And he's our good friend Jeff. Welcome back.
Hey, Sonny, how you doing today? I remember back in '06 when we started this gig.
I think it was 1899, Jeff.
Back the turn of the last millennium.
His hair. I like to say, folks, his hair is not prematurely gray.
Mine is
exactly. Have you
exactly.
Had a haircut lately?
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Have you had a haircut lately?
Have I had a haircut? I'm keeping my locks
last
short.
Last time I saw you, you were out of control with your hair.
I was out of, hey man, I work from home. Who do I have to impress?
Well, that's
until
true.
The day my clients start demanding Skype.
Video, exactly.
Then I'll just use a picture from, way back when.
Hey, Jeff, what do you do when you're trying to start the new year? What do you do to help the previous year inform you about how to go forward in the new year? Do you do that? Do you go back and look at what happened last year, what worked, what didn't work, and use that to inform you for the new year?
Funny you should bring that up. No, but seriously, I every year, as we get through the course of the year and we're just doing our business, working and the like, we often sort of overlook or don't even think to look on how we're trending, how business is doing, who are our highest performing or most rewarding clients and the like. But at the end of the year, I always do that. I open up QuickBooks and I look back on what kept me most busy, and in a positive sense, not just busy work, but who I was delivering the most.
So you don't just use some kind of squishy opinions that you might come up with. You actually go back and look at the data.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm full of squishy opinions, but they have their place. But it, it's important that you have those clients who will keep you busy with busy work, but not be reporting. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we look at the are keeping us, most rewarding in what we do, and are most, most profitable for us, and rewarding. I mean, you want those that keep you busy and with good work and keep the mana flowing, but you enjoy, working with them, and they're providing something, professionally and, to the organization, to your mind, et cetera. And so I do. I go back and I look at Quicken, and Quicken's great because it allows mm-hmm. you to dissect, by value. If you just click on the top tab, the top of any category, you can look at a specific client and see how much work you did. You can look at specific categories of work.
Well, you can also, if you, and this comes back to maybe back to the squishy a little bit, but you can also think back and say, okay, this is how much I billed with this customer last year. This is how much business they gave us. But I also know that they didn't, that I spent a lot of time with them that we didn't bill them for, or I spent a lot of time with them and they didn't buy when they weren't buying products.
Right.
And so even though they gave us a lot of business, it probably was a little bit more high, a little higher maintenance than I would really like. And what happens, Jeff, as you know, and this is whether you're selling a service like you do, or a product like the hardware store, There are customers who you see a lot, and thank goodness for them.
Right.
But over time, they start taking advantage of you, and because it takes time to it happens over time, you sort of get like cooking a frog real slow,
right,
in the water.
Exactly.
After a while, you wake up and you say, "Wait a minute, this is, relationship is kind of dysfunctional.
Right, right. And you have to be able to track that. And that stuff that, for example, doesn't show up on a ledger. That stuff that doesn't, now, mind you, it doesn't show up on a ledger if you don't let it show up on a ledger. I have some clients who I do a lot more, quote, consulting with nowadays, where I spend time, an inordinate amount of time, on phone calls with them, you know, where it's not just delivering an article or delivering a Facebook post or something like that. It's sort of the same, especially with the rise of social media, we're doing a lot more nuanced type of work that's harder to bill, but it's still billable just the same. But, you know, if you're spending a lot of time on the horn with these people, Jeff, let's just talk about this, or let's talk about that, and it may not result in a deliverable. I'm putting all that into QuickBooks. I'm writing it down. Even if there's no value, a dollar amount going into the ledger, I'm putting in that I was on the phone with Bob for 60 minutes today. And
that's really smart.
You got to put it down.
Now the squishy becomes empirical.
Right, exactly. And what's important is, especially year-end, I have one client who I'm working with, and he came to me, and he asked me to review what I did over the past year, how much something cost, and how he can get more value, those catchwords that should raise both your radar and the hair on the back of your neck, how he can get more value from the, or we can get more value from the relationship. And I came back, and I said, well, you know what, I delivered X number of pieces for you, and I divided them out, and I said, I spent X number of incidents, you know, phone calls with you. If you want the time amount, I can tell you that too, but X number of phone calls with you, and that's billable work, you know, and there's value that it's attached to that.
You know what, I learned about this when I had my consulting business, and I learned something that really made a difference. I billed my clients for everything I did. Their invoice showed everything I did, every phone call, every thought time I thought about them, almost.
Right.
But that's not what I billed them for. I showed it on the invoice.
Right.
And then I came back and I said, I've forgotten how I did it, but I made a note to this much time. Right. was I don't know, I forgot what I called it, but my point is I showed them what I did, even though I didn't bill them for everything, and that I after I started doing that, I didn't get any phone calls saying, you know, I'm not getting enough work out of you or whatever.
Right. Right. You have to be able to prove it to them.
Yeah.
You know, when they say, show me the money, show me the business, show me the action, show me the activity, show me what you've done for me, especially when they start to wonder, where's the value? Here's the value.
Yeah. Jeff, give me your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Check it out. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar.
The streets are running and try to meet the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.